We're back. Welcome to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to some of Canada's great emerging music. We got a lot of music for you today, but first, great bands don't stay a secret for a long time. We introduce Public to you at North by Northeast, and here they are, live at IndieCan, Public.
And this one's called Get Back.
Welcome to IndieCan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice place here. Now, you guys have been to Ruminal Records Sound before, haven't you?
Yeah, for sure.
Many a time.
You've worked with Mike before?
Yep.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
No.
Yeah, done a little recording, a little rehearsing, a little video making here.
And some love making.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't actually care. I don't think it'll help you sell records.
We're just trying to establish how familiar we are with our surroundings.
You just played a pretty big gig, right? Open for Headley?
Yeah, that was cool in Port Colborne. A lot of people.
And their crowd responded well to you?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously they hadn't heard of us before, but about two songs in, they seemed to be digging it. We got a lot of applause, so.
You won them over.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's great. Because that's the greatest thing you can ask for. I mean, it's one thing to promote your own show, right, get your friends out and that sort of thing, but to be able to play to thousands of people who never heard of you,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how you create momentum, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We were like, I don't know, everybody was asking for our MySpace and everything. We've had a lot of hits on the internet since the show, so I think a lot of people have checked it out since, so it sounds promising.
Yeah, and you were saying that came about through your booking agent.
Yeah.
Anything else in the works there?
We're looking for some opening slots, I guess, for fall. But at that time, we'll also be doing a lot of recording. So one way or the other, we'll be busy.
Yeah, how many songs do you have on your short list for your next recording project?
We haven't even really talked about that yet. We have a lot of songs at various levels of finishedness.
I don't know. We have like 30 songs. But as to like ones that we can play at the drop of a hat tomorrow, I don't know, like 12 or something like that. But as for the ones that are up and running, we'll probably have 20 in consideration for the fall. Yeah.
And are they what I would call room tested? You've played them in front of a live audience and been able to get some sort of feedback from people?
Yeah, we've probably done all 20 of them at various times, but we kind of drop them from the set and they sort of have a life of their own. There's a time when we go through playing them a lot and then for whatever reason we decide to change up a bunch of things and then they sort of fall to the bottom of the list and other ones rise up. But by the fall we'll have all of them kind of back into shape. So we're going to do City Walls. We're going to start with City Walls for this one. Public, and it's not actually called City Walls. Nice. Okay, so this is Public, it's called Not Forgotten.
There wasn't much.
guessing there are a lot of different musical influences. Is that right?
I'd say there's definitely a lot of common ground. I think probably we all meet at the same place, and I think other than that, we probably have other fringe interests and so on and so forth, but I think at the core, there's definitely a lot of agreement in terms of influences.
Mike has a really big polka thing going on.
Some St. Catharines.
Well, St. Catharines is a musical mecca. I mean, some great music has come from St. Catharines.
Oh, yeah, name one.
Dallas is awesome.
And, yeah, well, I guess Eric said it already. We kind of all meet in the same spots. We have a big common ground, but yeah.
How do you feel about the music scene in Toronto right now?
Ian, you know more.
Yeah, Ian.
Yeah, Ian's really
trying Ian's in charge of getting out there.
Yeah, I think it's as thriving as ever for us. I mean, there's so many bands to see, and you can't even keep up half the time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, as a music fan, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And lots of good venues.
As an artist wanting to stand out from the crowd, what do you have to do?
Dress funny. You have to...
It all comes down to your abs, really.
We do punches. We're like always, just before every rehearsal, we're on the floor, just each of us count to 100. We do 500 crunches before we play a song. Every time.
Yoga.
And we adhere to a ruminal.
Yeah.
Another reason why we're familiar.
Yeah, here at Indie Canton, the bullshit meter is registering about 9.
You swear?
Music industry structure has sort of dissolved to some degree, so I think you have quite a bit of freedom with all the YouTube stuff and internet stuff, so...
Would you call it a more level playing field?
I don't know.
I kind of think that's fair. I think, like, to go back to sort of the origin of your question, I think if you look at the things that are actually really exciting in Toronto right now, it's not like major label or big stuff, it's like grassroots sort of stuff, you know what I mean? Like, the bands that, like, Holy Fuck, for example, that band, like, they're not on a major label and they don't have any, you know, big company pushing them or anything, but, you know, they announce that they're going to play a show and you can't get in the door unless you're there, you know, a couple hours before. And they're just doing it all themselves, so I think it's pretty fair to say that the music is maybe more important now than it has been in the past.
Question, the song Traffic, what's that you do with the vocal thing? What's that little thing you got going on?
Oh, just, I don't know, just to change up the tone of the vocal during the verse, kind of make it feel a bit more static and or staccato and mundane. Cut my hands in front of the mic. And it gives it that kind of CB radio sort of sound.
Yeah, exactly. But, it's cheaper than a pedal board.
Well, well, it's not, you know, I could probably afford a pedal, but I don't, as to whether or not you could be bothered to argue with the sound guy to insert
it. Until we get our own sound man, a lot of things have to be kind of tailored.
Yeah, you have to work within the environment
and
be realistic. I mean, you have to work with the clubs, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that includes working with the engineer. Some of them are motivated, some of them not so much. Some of them still have their hearing, some of them not so much. Now, you decided on your first record or EP to go to vinyl. Mm-hmm. What kind of discussion did you have about that, and why did you come to that decision?
I think it was mainly because we had worked so hard on it that to have like a small CD would seem kind of anticlimactic, and it's something that gets thrown out or left around or misplaced so easily nowadays that just having big 12-inch vinyl is a lot more undeniable, and it's a better kind of introduction for people to the band.
It sounds better. I mean, it sounds great on vinyl. But yeah, there's that element of, I don't know how many people, just talking about myself, I probably would find it harder to throw away a vinyl than I would a CD, which can get lost in a drawer after you burn it onto your iPod, and then you lose it forever. And the artwork looks great, big.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is Chad. Chaz from Public, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Like jumping from a ledge, retreating to a burning building. Time to choose the uncertain, to settle the breaking even. A parable comes to mind from one of life's wise Eskimos. Don't remember it exactly, but this is how it goes. Something like this. When you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. Life's a crowded room full of faceless strangers. When you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. I get settled for getting by, so bring all the dangers. When you confess you have a dream, the others just don't get it. Like an aging hipster, you don't wanna be pathetic. So you torn between a good living and a good life. You ask if it's worth the risk, the sweat and strife. You're asking me. When you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. Life's a crowded room full of faceless strangers. When you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. I can't settle for getting by, so bring all the dangers. I won't buy like a sheep, so I fight for what I see. You won't put me to rest with my concerto incomplete. Life is not a punishment, more like a treasure hunt. So I'm jumping from the ledge, taking a run for the front. As far as I can see. When you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. Life's a crowded room full of faces strangers. When you're not the lead dog, the view never changes. I can't settle for getting by, so bring all the dangers.
To rise, it's clear. When all the cars are gone, spinning a wheel will move along from here. But the lady is still a man, imperfect. It says on the cinema reel. When the airplane lands, is it really worth it? Tell me, how does it feel? Like sandpaper, it burns slowly. Yeah.
That was Shannon Lee Briggs. Skill testing question. What Canadian Indie Hall of Fame rocker was playing guitar on that track? I'll tell you in a minute. Before that, two songs by request. We had The Chronicles and The Stills with Being There. It was Mo Berg, by the way. He produced Shannon Lee Briggs and also played guitar on a few of those tracks. Here's a band that I haven't heard from in a few months, but great, great album. The band is called Bukkake Catholic. Enjoy.
All day. Come
summer. My God, we've seen them a lot. We saw them at Halifax Pop Explosion. We saw them at the Coca Conference at Border City in Windsor, Ontario. And we saw them for the first time ever at the Toronto International Film Festival last year at the Canadian Music Cafe. We're going to be there again this year, and looking forward to three great days of music there. So hopefully we'll be bringing you some new great surprises. And let's see, what was before that? The Sour Keys. I think they're a Kitchener-Waterloo band, but great punk band and Bukkake Catholic. That's the punk segment of the show. We're moving on to the blues segment of the show. On deck, we have Jen Martin in Ottawa with Monkey Junk. They're going to play a little tune for us called Tiger in the Tank, full of very not-so-subtle innuendos. But we'll be catching up with that fine band. But first, also from North by Northeast, just like Public was, Dave Arcari. Dave played the Dakota Tavern. Gail was there covering that and picked up this CD. So here's a little slide guitar from Dave Arcari.
In pain, said she won't be back again. I love her and she used me, love so blind I could not see. She's gone and she won't be back. Met her on a Borders bus, traveled miles to others, but set up home up in the west. I really thought she was the best. She's gone and she won't be back. Had a man done some time, did hard labor in the mine. She spent my money, she broke my heart. I never saw it at the start. She's gone and she won't be back. She left on that eastbound train. I know she won't be back again. That's why I feel so blue. I loved her so and she never knew. She's gone and she won't be back. She's gone and she won't be back. She's gone and she won't be back. Gone and she won't be back.
This is Jen Martin with Indie Can Radio. I'm here at Irene's Pub in the south end of Ottawa with local band Monkey Junk, which consists of Tony D and Steve Mariner. Hi guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks, by the way, Jen, you look great.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, I think you're writing yourselves up as, what is it, Swamp Boogie, R&B, Bedroom Funk, yeah. And Love Songs to Break Your Heart.
That's right. That's so right. Well, Steve's so good when he sings you one of those love songs, he does break your heart. But, you know, the great thing is it sounds so good that it mends right back up again, you know. You forget all your troubles.
Definitely, for sure. And you've got that funk in there that keeps me grooving.
Yeah. Oh well, we've seen you groove here a few times, Jen. You got to see her move, people.
So you guys are recording your first CD together. When are new listeners and fans to be able to expect this to be out?
I think we were thinking after Christmas, early 2009, likely around February. It's a good time to release a record, you know, after the Christmas rush and aftermath has settled. We don't want to put out a record and then get lost between the Josh Grobins and the Justin Timberlakes of the world, you know, lost in the shuffle.
Absolutely, in the souffle.
In the souffle.
Yeah.
So, early 2009.
Now, where can your fans find you online?
Right now, we don't have a proper website, but we have a MySpace site for now. It's myspace.com/monkeyjunkottawa. So that's where there's some of the tunes we've recorded already, and a bunch of live shots and studio shots, photos, I mean, and...
You know, Facebook. We're on Facebook. Facebook, Monkey Junk.
There's a Monkey Junk Facebook group, and
yeah, it's a funny thing. People talk about like having websites. Now, nobody really checks their website. They all check their own Facebook or my, you know, Spacebook or My Face. I don't, you know, sit on My Facebook. Yeah, I don't.
I'm talking about the blues. I ain't talking about Monkey Junk.
You're driving in your little car, but you drive so slow you won't go very far. I talk to you, baby, your mind's on a blank. Oh yeah. Oh well, I think you need a tiger in your tank. Knock me out. I wanna make you feel good so you can jump and shout. I don't have no money up in the bank. Oh well, but I can put a tiger in your tank. Raise your hood, I can check your coil, check your generator and give you some oil. I don't care what nobody thinks, 'cause I wanna put a tiger in your tank. Your coil and check your transmission and give you some oil. I don't care what nobody thinks, 'cause I wanna put a tiger in your tank. Your motor's popping, pushing and jumping too. There's not an apron one thing left for you to do. Baby, if it don't crank, well, I think you need a tiger in your tank. I said, I think you need a tiger in your tank. Yes, I think you need a tiger.
Another night, another memory.
Sarah Miller is what we just heard, and her record is called 60 Seconds. We found her, Jen and I, and thanks, Jen, for that interview from Ottawa. Thanks, Monkey Junk, for being with us. Jen and I met up with Tamara backstage at the Toronto Pride soundstage. She was hanging out with Jeff Straker. And so I've been anxious to get that on. And we have time for one more. So how about Julian Foth? He's been all over the Ontario Festival summer. So let's have another song from Julian. We'll see you next week. We're back with Justin Rutledge. Bye for now.
Now you may go to church on Sunday and try to do what's right. May make it all the way to Friday, but then come Saturday night. If you wanna have a good time, baby, open the door and come on in. Long as you got just a little bit of money, baby, nothing you do tonight is a sin. Well, you could smoke cocaine or reefers, I don't care. You could pop ecstasy. But if you happen to be affiliated with the law in any way, brother, you don't even know me. Or well, you just roll on in. Or you won't be alone. You just roll on in. Or you won't be alone. Tonight's the night to get high. You may never go home. Well, if you get hungry, get you some of that greasy barbecue. You can make it go down easy with some of that good old 2 and 2. 2 and 2 is what we call moonshine. Well, then I'll tell you why. That stuff will make you too drunk to laugh, brother, and way too high to cry. You could get up and dance on the table. Stand up on your head and sing out of key just like me. You could do anything you want, baby. But please leave the guitar player be. You just roll on in, or you won't be alone. You just roll on in, or you won't be alone. To get high, you may never go home. Shady, I might introduce you to a fine looking lady. If her price is too high, You know there's another friend of mine. She may not be so good looking, but I swear she will take her time. That don't cut it, there's one on the corner. You won't have to pay her a dime. All you got to do is put in the mood and she'll say, any man that falls on that floor is mine. You just roll on in, or you won't be alone. You just roll on in, or you won't be alone. Tonight's the night to get high. You may never go home. Well, and if you're a gambler, follow me and walk this way. You just put your money down on the wood, baby. Go ahead and make your play. You got to pray. You got to pray to little Saint Joseph, little boy with the many colored coat. And then you just roll them bones, roll them bones until you're broke. You know they got blackjack and dices, Texas Hold'em, Georgia's skin pool and domino. When your money's all gone, baby, go ahead and borrow some more. You just roll on in, or you won't be alone. You just roll on in, or you won't be alone. Tonight's the night to get high. You may never go home. Mm-hmm. You may never go home. You may never go home. You may never go home. Ah, oh, you may never. You may never. You may never. You may never. You may never go home.
This is Chris from Public, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Yeah. For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.